Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is that time of the week where it turns into Club 610 on a Friday for the final hour of the week. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Couple special guests stopping by. We got Jeremy Danner hanging out. Definitely want to talk some Royals baseball. Probably somebody that goes to easily more Royals games than a majority of the people listening, based off of a found pass or season ticket. So we'll get his perspective as a Jackson County resident as well on where things stand with the stadiums. He also brought us some fantastic beverages, and we got Dana Wright from our sister station KMBZ, of course.
Hello,
Dana and Parks. And last night you threw out the first pitch.
How about it? Were you there, Danner, to see it?
I missed it. I wasn't there.
Oh my gosh, you missed my moment. I have never had so much fun or been so nervous in my entire life.
Well, I bet you were nervous. Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Not at a Royals game, minor league game. We just joked about it. There's video of me, Dana. It's not good. Yours was a thousand times better than mine.
Have you already decided which one you want here?
I want a passion fruit.
Yeah, Danner brought a lot of things from Four Hands.
I'm so excited. Sour ale.
The mango fantasy sounds incredible.
Hook me up. So anyway,
someone just isolate that with the club music behind it. Just Drew, I don't want you to forget that Alex just said the mango fantasy sounds phenomenal.
It's the name of the drink.
Sounds like a strip club.
Blonde ale. It's a blonde ale.
Maybe I have to work at the mango fantasy.
The club music behind it just makes it so perfect. That's all.
So you go out there. They take you under the, you know, by the fancy seats.
Yeah,
by the crown seats, right? And then you go out and, you know, I had a double vodka soda, just one, before I went out.
To ease yourself? It
was a double. Bold move. And then we get out there and it's like, oh my God. First of all, it's further than it looks. And because Andy Reid stood in front of the mound, Joel Goldberg called into our show yesterday, and so did Al Fitzmaurice. And Fitz said, do not stand on that mound.
Just don't do it. Not help yourself?
He said, just don't do it.
That's a former professional major league pitcher.
Yeah,
so.
It's easier, he said, if you stand in front of the mound. So I did.
But I want to earn it. Like, if I ever get to throw out a first pitch, I want to, like, Hideo Nomo from the rubber.
Right.
Like, I want to, like, well, if I screw up.
If you go back and look at the video, Scott starts motioning for me to come closer. And I motion, no, screw you. I did it right in front of the mound. I threw it. He caught it. And then he turned his back on me as I went to hug him.
Wow. Parks.
And you guys had a plan for post-pitch?
We had a plan. We were going to hug. We were going to meet up with a slugger. And he left me in the dust like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's dad.
I figured what happened. I know what happened because we were having a conversation with Parks right before the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, you know, because when the Powerball ever gets up to an astronomical number, people just pretend about what it'd be like to, you know, quit.
Tomorrow over a bill, 1.2.
So Parks claimed yesterday, he's like, I wouldn't quit. if I won $1 billion. I'm like, first, you would, but just entertain us for why you said you wouldn't. He said, I like being Scott Parks.
Oh, yeah, no, he
which
loves.
Is a very...
He doesn't, no.
I like no, being Scott Parks. I was like, okay, sorry,
He doesn't
sorry,
like
Scott.
Being Scott Parks. He loves being Scott Parks.
So that's what it was. He was going to hug you, but then he saw a moment to be Scott Parks. So he turned around, waves to the people.
Yeah, and then man. I'm there like a, you know... prom participant with no date standing there with my you-know-what in my hands. You know, if it's on the Jumbotron alone.
Dana, is your mic working now?
I think so.
There we go. I'm glad we have you. And not only, I'll be honest, because you brought some amazing beverages.
And but you always bring like enough to bring home. Like, I'm not going to lie. You always like bring enough that I can like bring some home. It's kind of nice.
I always love the can art or whatever you want to call it. The labeling is always cool. For, yes, Cody, the mango fantasy.
Have we ever been together in the same room? You and I are Twitter friends.
I don't think so.
We tweet back and forth all the time. And it's funny when you meet someone from Twitter that like you're Twitter friends, but I feel like I know you.
I think so, too. My favorite part about interacting with you online is the comment section on your Facebook posts.
Oh, yeah.
It is like fish in a barrel.
Is it a messy group?
It's all over the place.
It's crazy.
It's all over the place.
I love it. It's like a sport for me.
Yeah, I try not to read the comments very often unless someone points out.
What are you posting?
Just whatever.
Just regular stuff.
And then people will get in a tizzy over the silliest, craziest things.
Maybe you need a non-public profile.
I do have a personal page, but my public page is where...
Oh, that's the one you're talking about.
That's the one where...
Jesus. Data right like, on that, like, just like Scott is Scott Parks.
Like 40,000 people on that thing. I mean, so you could say like... I'm drinking a beer, and someone will be like, alcoholic!
Yeah,
you
know? It's poison.
Let's test it.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to, like, we'll figure out what we want you to say, but we're going to say something that seems non-controversial just to find out whether or not people are insane.
Just give
something about, like, needing to bring your house plants in for, like, chilly weather or something. Something that just seems like no one should have an opinion on.
It's tender vegetation.
Yeah, right. What's this week been like for both of you with all the stadium stuff going? I'll start with you, Danner, because you go to more games than anybody in this room, right? I mean, you've got basically season tickets.
I feel like I've been to more games than Adalberto Mondesi's been
right.
So, that's probably fair.
I mean, you've got the Fountain Pass this year, right, which gives you tickets to every game if you want it. And you live in Jackson County, right?
I do.
What was your reaction to this week? And I don't know, you feel free if you want to share on how you voted. Yeah.
No, don't say if you just tell us.
I voted yes.
Okay.
I voted yes because I've seen downtown baseball and it's cool and it's fun. And I think bringing baseball to the people, to the center of the city is the right thing to do. But I tweeted this the other night. I don't know if am I allowed to criticize what's happening?
For sure.
Yes.
Okay.
We've done plenty of that. So.
Hire me. I can do this better. I know I can. It's amazing to me that two multi-billion-dollar franchises have managed to fumble things in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
Residents are still getting letters from the Chiefs saying, days
That's
later.
Unreal.
Days after the vote. Did you get a letter late?
I got a letter 7 hours after I voted. I got home and I got the mail out.
They mail those things out.
I saw the fake Ned say, just hire a couple of us from Twitter and give us like season tickets and a couple grand and we'll do it.
Well, here's the thing. They allowed a couple of random people from Twitter to be the entire negative voice against this thing. If they just had equally loud people on the other side, it might have helped.
But don't you think, Jeremy, this is my opinion, and I don't get a vote on this, but I wish I had because I'm a huge downtown stadium proponent. Yeah. I want it downtown. Had they just kept it in the East Village and not done this 11th hour jump over to Crossroads where people were going to lose their businesses, very popular businesses, I don't know that it would have passed, but it certainly would not have gone down in a dumpster fire of flames.
I think it would have been much closer, for sure.
But Dana, do you think it would have passed?
Not making up 16 points, though.
No. I don't think it would have passed still. I think there were too many changes at the end. And you guys said it. I was listening on my way over. We didn't really know 100% what we're voting for. We had pictures, but we didn't really know what that meant and what the long-term idea was.
Oh, it was a trust fall. It was a trust fall for...
Yeah.
And look, I think, like, I honestly think you could blame literally every facet of this. I think Frank White bears some blame. I think the ownership, both teams.
The mayor.
Like, I think blame is, like,
We have had listeners call in that said, I love the Royals. I love the Chiefs. I am so mad about how they handled the property taxes that I'm still fighting,
with the 600% jump,
that I voted no because I'm so mad. And it has nothing, like, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. I'm a huge Royals fan, but I am pissed at the county.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, look, that was what was so weird to me about the, I'll be honest with the no opposition. This is so weird to me is they were posing like they were like boys, like, yeah, look at us, we did it. I'm like, you were mad at him like 2 months ago when he screwed up the property tax stuff.
In fairness,
are you boys now?
In fairness, that's one particular group that was anti-vote. Yes. They were voting no.
So I'm just confused by it.
Again, when you lose by 16 points, it wasn't just, I don't think, you know, I don't know what the percentage breakdown is, but it wasn't just, hey, no public money for stadiums. That was why, that was not the sole reason.
Right.
It was that. It was, as you said, Danner, the rollout and the lack of transparency, the site change. There's so many different, the Chiefs' underwhelming renovation plan. All of that contributed to an astounding defeat for vote yes, or for question one in the yes side. Now everybody, of course, is speculating what happens from here. I want to play this because I know you had Michael Mahoney on your show yesterday.
I'm terrified what's going to happen next.
This is what Michael Mahoney said to you guys yesterday about the Chiefs and Kansas.
Based on folks that I have talked to today that starting Wednesday morning, there have been discussions in the state of Kansas at an executive level, as well as in the legislature and in private development about reaching out to the Chiefs and exploring the possibility of moving them to the Legends. That's the site I've heard about in talking to folks from this, and so they're already making moves to make this happen. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some developments on that front during this calendar year.
So that was Michael Mahoney on with you guys yesterday on KNBC. I thought the last part was interesting, Dana, because he said by the end of the year. That means they've been talking way before just Wednesday morning, right?
Way before. And the other thing that surprised us that Michael said, and there's nobody better in this town, and he's retired, I will remind all of you.
There's nobody more plugged in,
and he's still scooping everybody on the story. What surprised me, we said put a percentage to it, do the Chiefs jump to Wyandotte, and Michael said, I think it's 50-50, and that surprised me. I think it's 80-20. But if Michael thinks 50-50, and he said, but maybe 51-49, it's going to be close. It's a toss-up right now, and that surprises me because Kansas has the money, the red carpet, the dirt, and the roof. They are saying put a roof on it. This will be a 365-day-a-year Final Four that opens it up to the Super Bowl. The roof was never a discussion, even in the East Village. Put a roof on that thing and build it just west. Royals can go wherever they want.
I think they'll try downtown.
Chiefs go to
Wyandotte. I think the Chiefs are at the Legends if we fast forward 6 years from now. And I think the Royals ultimately do get a downtown stadium. I think we're going to have teams split. Yeah.
But the thing you're not factoring into why it's 50-50, because under everything you said, it should be 50-50. It makes sense that it'd be 50-50.
Right.
Clark doesn't want to tear down his daddy's stadium. He doesn't
want
to do it. Like, he actively doesn't want to do it. Not so much that he would offer a slightly better deal for the county yet. Maybe, because this will be the true test of how much that building means to him versus how much he's... Because this initial proposal was, I didn't really give you much. I changed the parking structure a little bit.
Right.
I added a couple of VIP roads, and here's a turf field. May I please keep my stadium? Because it cost... That's the whole thing going back to the whole stadium thing. And the reason why I thought both needed new is the concrete isn't going to crumble tomorrow. I think people get so hung up on that. It's not going to crumble tomorrow, but even the Chiefs know it's not good. That's why they only wanted a 25-year lease. Not, they know that it can't last
it's
forever.
It's not the Barney Ellis Plaza parking garage, but it's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
And Danner, I got to ask you this because you're a voter over there. They cannot swing and miss at this twice.
Right.
No.
They swing and miss twice. It is over. And so what as a voter do you think you need to make this happen if they go about it again in November, whenever it comes out again? Like, what kind of percentage of clarity do you need to get this over the finish line?
I feel like I need to know everything, right? Like, I need to know all the I need to see renderings for all the spaces. I need to know what the scoreboard's going to look like. I want crown vision. I want fountains.
Yeah.
I want a full plan.
Probably not going to get crown vision, but you probably get fountains.
I still want it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, but why not? You know what I mean? Like, if we want to talk about making fans feel more involved in the process and feel like that it's still theirs, it sounds so small, but how many times do people bitch about not having the crown vision?
Right?
It's clearly important to a lot of people. I know it's not.
It's 16, what makes that
it's not
going to
swing at 16
right,
points,
right.
But it's part of the equation.
I mean, the other thing that I want is I want it to not be. It came across like a battle. I got one of the mailers in my house that was like, left-wing radicals want to do this.
That.
And you're like, do you not realize how Kansas City vote? You can go to the KC election board, and you can see in the last governor election how we voted.
It's a major city.
You can see in the presidential election how we voted. And if you're going to vilify, what, 70% of your voters as left-wing radicals, if I'm working on the campaign, somebody, more than two people, were like, this is a good idea. We should send this out. And that's crazy to me.
Do you think the four of us would, like, legitimately, if they just hired the four of us and we were the new, like, Sly James team. It's the four of us and we got to run the ad for, they've decided to cut. Look, here's the truth. Because they always accuse them of, like, who's paying you from the Royals? Because I'm like, I wish. I wish they were giving me $100,000 to do this.
That ad would say, I swear to you, this is what they need to do. And I will give you this advice for free. They need to come out and say, we blanked up. We could not have handled this worse. Just own it. Forget the PR statement that, well, we're looking forward to moving forward to a better day. No. You blanked up. Say it. Bleep it out. Just own it. Own that we screwed this up, and we are going to do better.
We didn't do right by you.
We did not do right by you. We want input from this town. We are not going to, raise low-income housing or businesses that people have worked so hard for. We are going to start over and do this right. They just need to come out and own it.
I think that's what that's what the Royals almost have to do, in my opinion,
to
stay downtown. In a perfect world, the Chiefs should do that, but reality is, like,
Chiefs are going to get what they want out of
it. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that was, and I don't know, you said you voted yes, Jeremy, but you obviously clearly had plenty of concerns still.
Sure.
And how much of you voting yes was the concern of where we're at now, which is, there is not 100% certainty that they both leave Jackson County, but there's a very good chance one of them is leaving Jackson County. Was that part of your thought process, that not wanting them to leave the county?
Absolutely. I didn't want to lose the Royals. I don't want us to be in a Kansas City Royals of Richmond or Kansas City Royals of whatever.
Yeah.
Like a Los Angeles Angels. I don't want that situation. I want them in Kansas City proper. I want them in Jackson County. But yeah, I have no doubt we wouldn't do as badly. We might not do a ton better. But I think we could do better. And you're right. They need to come out and say, John Sherman needs to get in front of people today.
Just own it.
I read that statement, the Facebook comments.
It's from his wife.
From Marty Sherman last night. And you can't separate that. She's not employed by the team.
Right.
She is technically part of ownership. Mm-hmm. She speaks for the team. She speaks for ownership. And in no world was her making those public comments a good idea.
No.
I read that while I was sitting at the game. We just won the game. And I'm looking at my Twitter feed real quick, and I'm like, what are we doing, guys?
Does it scare you a little bit that Nashville's just building some stadium and they have no team to put there?
A lot of teams do that.
But that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's like, I'm going to build a house, but I'm not going to live there.
Now you could say the ownership would move. Otherwise, they don't have an owner in Nashville yet, like someone that is in place, like ready to buy the team. They have somebody that they have a group that's ready to welcome a team, but not, a team is my understanding. They've got a board. Heck, Bob Kendrick's even on like the board in Nashville, which is a little interesting. But I think ultimately going forward for, the Royals and the Chiefs and their particular plan, the fact that you have the financial element in Kansas, Dana, as you alluded to, that doesn't require a vote. That's why I think the Chiefs going there is better.
Did you know that,
Danner?
There is no vote required in Kansas.
I did not know that.
Okay,
this is essentially hand over $1 billion.
This is from Michael. They have the sports betting money. They have the
star bonds. Or whatever.
Star bonds. They have a rainy day fund. And there was a fourth arm.
And they just had a massive surplus, which they're allowed to spend.
So if the Chiefs want to partner with Kansas, not a single vote has to be cast. They have the money just to do it with the roof and plop it down in Wyandotte. And that's why I was surprised he said it was 50-50. I think it's much higher.
The state of Missouri, I think there has always been a sentiment like they're not going to let another NFL team leave, right? That's where I had been for a while.
Right.
But because the timeline is different now that the vote, is not going to happen in the next 6 months or something. Governor Parsons, I believe, January is his term is up.
Yeah.
And so they, I'm not saying the next governor wouldn't be friendly to the Chiefs, but it seemed like there was a thought that they had some assurance, maybe they have some state money. Now you don't know. And I think Missouri does have a surplus also, but they can't just hand out money. They have to go to a vote.
We live in a bubble here in Kansas City where we think everything is right here. And it is like, okay, it's kind of like Scott Parks. I love being Scott Parks. I love being in Kansas City, right? But you have to remember, like, if they took this, if you ask the state to hand over that kind of coin to help us, you have to think, what are the people in the small towns thinking? And what do the people who represent the people in the small towns? They don't give two you-know-whats about what's going on here. If you get west of Topeka, and all the way down south and all the way west to that border, they don't care whether or not we have these teams, keep these teams or lose these teams. Am I wrong?
Not at all. No, it's.
I think Lawrence cares, and I think to some extent Topeka maybe cares.
And, you're not saying that there aren't Chiefs fans in
Hayes, Manhattan or whatever.
But I get what you're saying.
Not to the point that they're going to ask the state to pony up that money for us. Yeah. I wouldn't say yes if I lived in.
Yeah, I'm sure
Joplin
you will see if it gets further enough along, there will be some state representative or state senator that is representing Western Kansas that's going to be like,
we have an opioid crisis.
What are we
here?
Doing $2.5 billion for this? I mean, that'll happen. I would still say most likely, as you said.
That's everything governor, he's publicly funded.
The governor doesn't have to have permission, though, right? I mean, my understanding is she can kind of move forward if she wants.
Hell yeah.
When she said so online, right, she said in tweets, like, hey, I'd love to talk to the Chiefs.
Well, the border war thing doesn't apply to the Chiefs.
Right, the border war does not apply to the Chiefs.
I have the audio. Let me see if I find it.
And Quentin Lucas said, I don't remember having that conversation. And I meant Missouri. Pardon me, not Kansas. I meant Missouri. If they took this to the new governor of Missouri, I do think there are small towns in Missouri that would say the same thing. Like,
sure.
Why?
But I don't know who the new governor of Missouri is going to be either. That's part of the reason they wanted this done now, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
They got a good, cushy relationship with Parsons, and so they wanted a chance to, the Chiefs thought they'd be able to get the state money easier that way, which is not wrong, but they might be able to get it from the new governor, too. Who knows?
I can't find it, but yes, she said the Chiefs didn't apply to the border truce.
Quentin Lucas goes, I don't remember seeing a carve out for that, and I'm like,
the other part about that is like, that's just like ignoring like 50 years of history in this state, where they for like 30 consecutive years, especially, stole major businesses back and forth across the state line forever from each other.
Forever.
They just did it back and forth the entire time for a long time.
And like, the businesses left all the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah, the sports wagering fund thing gets brought up a ton because that was interesting during the process of legalizing it. Last minute, there was a group, and I believe people have backtracked it to owners of some land or whatever out in Wyandotte County, actually, that wanted that attracting a sports team to Kansas fund added in, where 80% of all wagering. Now, it's not a huge dollar amount, as you said, Dana. It's, you know, there's like $4.5 million in the fund right now.
Yep.
And it can continue to go up until Missouri legalizes sports wagering. Then maybe that gets cut down a little bit. But over 40 years on a 40-year lease, it could still be $200 million. Now, it's not, you know, if the building is $3 billion, it's a small fraction, but it doesn't hurt.
It's not nothing.
$200 million. Clark Hunt was only putting up $300 million for the renovation at Arrowhead. And we're talking about $200 million over 40 years just from sports wagering.
Promo code Dana.
He's still with FanDuel? Is it FanDuel?
FanDuel.com, baby.
Textline really wants us to bring on Brady Singer's over strikeouts. So his over 6.5 is plus 280. Hmm. 10 is last outing, but I mean, he doesn't normally get 7 strikeouts. That's a lot.
We've got Dana Wright from Dana and Parks. We got Jeremy Danner hanging out. It's a Club 610 Friday here on Cody and Gold. We'll keep talking stadium. Also, I don't know if you saw the LA heist story. We're fascinated by this.
$30 million.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here, Cody and Gold. It's a Club 610 Friday before we head into the weekend. We got Jeremy Danner from Four Hands hanging out. We got Dana Wright from Dana and Parks over on our sister station.
Says she got to go. She's only got a couple more minutes.
Got
to make the most of it.
I do have a show coming up.
I know you do. I appreciate you coming. It's been a bit since we had you come in studio, right? Like,
yeah, I didn't know we were on video. You could have told me that before I picked my nose.
So sorry for not warning you.
Uh-huh.
Back up. So I worked, you remember, because your wedding was at Webster House.
Yes. It was.
At what age did you decide I'm going to dress like every lady from Webster House with those glasses? Because
do you love them?
That's like I always felt like that was like that started at like I think you're too young. I think that type of glasses that everyone wore, I felt like that started about 10 years after your current age.
I'm too young to wear these glasses. Uh-huh. Do you know who I want to be is like Fran Lebowitz in New York City. That's who I want to be.
Well, okay, then that's working.
And did you really have to bring up the wedding?
Yeah, I was going to say, really? Cody. Cody,
sorry.
Come on, man.
So well, her divorce isn't a secret.
Wondered if it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
You didn't announce it on April Fool's?
Chris is my best friend in the whole wide world. Will always be my best friend in the whole wide world. But we are amicably parting ways.
Sorry for bringing it up.
It just makes Dana's current situation very odd.
What you're saying is you're available.
Well,
Alex is also available.
I don't know that I'm saying that.
Would you guys like to do a dating show?
We are doing a dating show this
25?
Summer. No, but we're doing a dating show. We should do a dating show.
God.
We could do his round and then your round.
Disaster.
We're gonna have multiple people come in studio. We're going to do a dating game. We could just do another edition of it with you.
I have a very specific... First of all, I'm a lot. You know that I'm a lot. Like, everyone that knows me is like...
You've been on radio long enough. I think everybody who's interested in dating you knows that.
You're kind of a lot. I'm a lot. I need a single digit handicap.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just for starters, you need a single digit handicap?
I mean, if you're a 12, you got to get that down.
Damn. A 12 or 13 won't do it?
I'm a 10-1.
Man, that's
very specific.
I
gotta be honest, that's a weird first request.
15.
No, not for this. Not today. We're just talking about golf, Dana.
He's married.
He's also married.
They're trying to ban child marriage in Missouri. And they should.
Drew is somehow 26.
Drew does look like he's 19 years old.
28?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was thinking golf, Dana.
Your dating show will be hilarious. No, that will be fun. And I just don't know anyone your age.
Yeah. I mean,
like all
I'm
my
30,
friends
30.
Are all, like my age and older, and I'm 49. I'm 49.
You got a couple of kids in college. I got some older friends.
Oh my god, I've the kids. They're all gone.
I don't think Alex wants to date someone in college.
Other thing. No kids. You cannot have kids.
Okay. See, this is a whole
That's
other conversation.
For you?
It's college and or older.
Okay.
I am done. My kids are amazing.
So no, like, what if they were like 6? You wouldn't let it go for 16?
No.
If he's like an 11 handicap and the kid's 16?
Swing and a miss.
All right, real quick, last thing before, I know you got to get ready for your show.
Yes.
This LA heist, Danner, I don't know if you've seen the story. This is from KCAL, I believe, out in LA. There was a heist on Easter Sunday.
It's being called one of the largest cash heists in LA history.
Sure is. Let's go out to Gigi Graciette in Sylmar, where burglars broke into the vault of a money storage facility. They got away with a lot of money, Gigi.
What is a money storage And as facility? You said, Brooke, this seems like something out of a movie, a Mission Impossible movie. Take a look at the video. This all happening here in Sylmar on Easter Sunday. An estimated $30 million stolen in cash from a Sylmar money storage facility. The burglars reportedly breaking in either through the side of the building or the roof and then managing to open up a vault where the cash was being stored without triggering any of the sophisticated alarms. And the burglary crew was so stealth and meticulous that no one noticed the money was gone until Monday when employees opened up the vault, which showed no obvious signs of a break-in. Now, the company is Garda World. They have branches around the world and over 132,000 employees.
And it goes on from there and mentions the clients. So it's you see the Brinks trucks, the Garda trucks. This facility, the employees there didn't even know $30 million was housed.
What is a money storage facility?
It's where, again,
same companies
the
that run like the big Brinks truck. Apparently, they're just holding on to that cash before they bring it to the ATM.
I would not label my business as such.
Right.
We're an ice cream parlor. Can't break a bill larger than 50 or whatever they say to try not to get robbed.
I run the Mango Fantasy.
Right. We got Adirondack chairs in here. A million of them.
It has to be an inside job, right?
It has to be.
No alarm went off. They were in and out. I mean, it had to have been quick. And well, they got 24-hour head start.
If you've never watched Heist, the documentary Heist, it's phenomenal. And it goes over four or five of the biggest heists in the history of whatever. One of them was like Circus. One of them was from the Miami International Airport. Someone knew all of this money was coming in from Germany. What they don't realize is how heavy money is. So whoever did
like
this.
700 pounds or 800 pounds.
You think you're going to go take all of this money. And what happened in the Miami airport, they couldn't. It was too heavy to drag it out. Like, they had the money.
What an oversight, by the way. You didn't think about how much the money weighs?
But this was a perfect operation, this one in L.A., it sounds like.
How did they get it out?
It said 2 years ago they had one in Southern California where they stole $100 million in jewels, and they still haven't caught them.
You know,
I didn't realize real heist happened like that. I just assume $100 million in jewels stolen is a fake story. Actually succeeded.
Because what, are you going to go to eBay with all that stuff? It's like when people steal art. Where's the market to buy it?
I don't know where to go. Like, I'm assuming there's someone who will buy my black market art, but I don't know where that is.
Blackmarketart.com.
Yeah.
Can I get a fence?
What's your theory on where, like, do you think they had a private jet waiting and they're out of the country or what?
Yes. I think it was someone on the inside and they say, we're going to kick you $1 million. We're going to steal 30 and they're gone.
The average Garda truck driver makes like $15 an hour. I'd have been a snitch so damn fast if they were offering me $1 million. They're paying me $11 an hour. I'd be like, what do you need? Like 7 codes? Sure, dude. Whatever it takes.
Cody used to work at a bank. Someone needs to backtrack. Was there ever any money stolen?
The ATM was stolen at the time I worked at the bank. Remember that? The truck backed up and stole it while I was working at the bank.
Oh, man.
They said, hey, aren't there any cameras in the ATM? They said, no, the only camera on the ATM is in the ATM, which they have.
Do you guys not remember this came up the other day? Please look this up because it's the funniest damn story in Kansas City history, and I'm pretty sure it was Grand Valley. Several years ago when I was at Channel 5, this old dude, like 80 years old, robs a bank, takes the money to the Grand Valley RV store, buys an RV with the stolen heist money because he met some 65-year-old hottie and wanted to take her cross country to go see, wait for it, Mount Rushmore.
Did he get there?
No.
You never got the RV, did he?
No, he got RV and the 65-year-old
RV guy's not asking any amount of cash.
He got like to the Colorado border or something. The FBI was like, Earl, come on out, Earl. Come on.
Gibby robbing us.
One of the funniest damn robberies in Kansas City history.
We can see Mount Rushmore for like $300.
I know.
You don't need $1 million.
You didn't need the RV, Clark.
One text before we let Dana go. It just says, Dana, I'm 36, no kids, love dogs, love golfing, big fan of speakeasies.
What's your handicap?
Just hit me up.
What's your handicap?
That's code for 27.3.
Love golf.
Dana Wright, of course, from Dana and Parks. Thanks so much.
Thank
good to have you in
so
studio.
Much.
Always good. We still got Danner hanging out with us till 2 o'clock. Then we'll hand things off to C-Dot and Rob on the drive. But yeah, I'm fascinated by the heist story. Who isn't, right? I mean, we all like when
heist
it's the movies.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's a great movie genre for a reason.
Totally.
I didn't know burglar was still a thing. And she said burglar so many times in that story that it's not a word anymore.
That's the news background. Dana can still read stuff like she's anchoring the 10 o'clock.
My favorite is when on Twitter when she still will be like, they called it a wreck instead of an accident or whatever it may be for certain things. There's things like that happen.
Do you like being Jeremy Danner as much as Scott Parks likes being Scott Parks? That's a real question.
It's fun. Yeah, I like being me. It's a good time, you know?
See, I'm the opposite. I hate myself.
Like most people like me. Some people don't, and I'm aware of that, but I just block them and move on. Like, nobody comes up to me at a Royals game to say anything bad. Back when I was a Boulevard in the commercial during the Royals games, where it said beers, strangers would walk up to me at Craft and Draft and like pound me on the shoulders, like, beers, man, beers. And my son is like, what is happening, Dad? I'm like, I don't understand it.
Someone said, did she have food in the studio? That is correct. Someone was watching on the video stream. We have drinks. Yeah, why can't you have food?
We have drinks. During the breaks, we run to the little vending machine area and we grab candy or whatever.
I made my kid mad yesterday. We had the conversation. The random question, I got a new car, Dana, for the first time in my whole life. Brand new. And my son, who's 5, doesn't understand the consequence. He's like, hey, I'm hungry. I'd like a snack. And he's like, I got some of my lunch left from school. He's waiting for pick up his daughter. I'm like, you can't have it. He's like, but I want. I'm like, we're not eating the car. We're keeping it clean. You just got to wait the 15 minutes.
Just tell him,
it starts 15 minutes. I was like, you got to wait.
You ran into this day one, dude.
Day one, I'm fighting over it. It was like turkey or something. That's not a good car food.
Wait like 3 more weeks and you'll be allowed to.
Oh, dude, you're going to give that up so fast. Yeah.
I'll give it up. I got a 5 and a 7-year-old.
You got to try. Yeah.
But day two, I got to fight it.
Yeah.
I can't just give up day two. Then I've just lost the battle.
The person texted in. They said the reason why they're asking about the food in studios because of the previous onion incident. No, there was no onions on this, I don't
think.
That
just looks like a regular burger.
No, you can't go and get, yeah, like, foods with a ton of onions and leave it in the studio. That's the problem.
Someone made the entire studio stink because they got San Antonio Market tacos.
Which is great.
Very oniony.
Yep.
And they apparently, like, even after throwing it outside of the studio, it took some days. Took some days to air out.
I worked with a guy on a marketing team who would go to Rico's Tacos on Southwest Boulevard.
So same.
And he would come back smelling like onions every day.
Like, just to eat
like
there.
Spencer. Just eat it there, man. You can't bring it in anymore.
You can't. Like, this is a fish in a microwave situation. You know? You gotta just eat there and then, I don't know, spritz some aqua de show on you or something.
Are Brussels sprouts, is that against the rules of the office?
I think
fish
so.
Is against the rules. You can't be warming up fit. We had a former producer of ours would bring in, Nick would sometimes bring in, like, sea salmon or whatever. And it the smell,
I'm borderline against, like, because Alex and I share this space, but we only share it with really, like, five other people. Dusty at night and then the two other shows. So there's, like, seven people who regularly use this building. Bink sometimes, whatever, but maximum 10. I think you got to limit the food in here because of the microphone. I think you got to limit to snack food. I don't think you'd be needing a whole ass meal in here, okay? That's where I draw the line.
Do the microphones ever smell like somebody's food or somebody's face to you?
Just, I'll be honest.
Things dip, maybe.
Yeah.
Look at that microphone you're speaking into.
That's where COVID started.
My mouth is really close.
It actually, that's the joke, is that actually COVID started here in this studio in these microphones at 6:10.
I don't know what that is in there, but it...
I hope it stays in there.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some Royals baseball, though, Danner, because as I mentioned, you go to a lot of Royals games. Big
they're
time Royals
in the World
fan.
Series, right?
And
I think so.
What do you make of this start? Because we all feel like they should have a better record than they do, right? Because the starting pitching's been phenomenal.
Right, right. I mean, I feel like the Royals have always had we have these bright spots. Like, okay, in when I was 20 years ago, we got Zach Greinke. That's awesome. Or we've got Bobby Witt Jr., and he's firing on all cylinders. We've got Michael Garcia, who's crushing it. But then the bullpen is not good. But then the bullpen will get great, and then we'll start giving up more runs. But
sure.
I struggle to blame the bullpen when you're not scoring a bunch of runs anyway. You can't blame the closer when they give up a one-run lead or whatever. You should have scored more runs to win a Major League Baseball game. I'm really excited. Something I tweeted this last night during the game. I think it was at the bottom of the eighth. Michael Garcia struck out, and we're up 10-1, headed to the ninth inning, and he slams his bat down because he's mad he struck out in that situation.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that fire. I'm watching Bobby Witt Jr. stretch for extra bases. I was at the game on Saturday, and he hit, they called it a base hit. There's a base hit to left or whatever, right field. And he ran so hard to get second.
Yep.
The next guy singles, and then he scores on that. And Bobby Witt Jr., he knows who he is to the city. He knows who he is to the team. Everyone knows how much he's making, and he's playing his guts out right now.
Based on this start, there's a non-zero chance that when we get to the end of the year, Kansas City will have the two best athletes in their respective sports.
Yep.
Because Patrick Mahomes is already the best player in football and will maintain that title for a while. Bobby Witt Jr., seven games into the season, is playing like the best player in the sport. Shohei can't pitch right now.
Right.
So he only gets to do half the job, and Bobby Witt Jr. is doing that half of the job better.
No, he is. It's a blast to watch, too, whether you're in person or watching on TV or whatever it may be. I mean, we have one of the best baseball players in our city right now, and also knowing the confidence of the new extension that you're not worried. Okay, well, is this the last? It's so nice not to have that worry. I wonder if there's a little bit of that freedom too for Bobby Witt Jr. Like, true, like, not, he's not talking about, nobody's asking him about it anymore. Right. And you have that. I also just think when you have the pitching you got right now from the starters and 1 through 5 in the order, pretty good. You're playing a terrible White Sox team. We were talking earlier about being a little greedy, like, 3 of 4, man. That's kind of what I'm expecting.
Really,
out of this
just say 2 out of the next 3. Forget yesterday; that already happened. Two out of the next 3.
Yep.
Makes you feel, it sounds better, doesn't it?
Sure.
2 out of the next 3.
I think in the financial liberation that he had, he doesn't have to worry about money ever again.
Yeah.
I don't know that he had to worry about it a ton.
Probably
he got $8 million to sign. Right. His dad was a former big leaguer, but he definitely doesn't have to worry about it now.
You know how many times you can see Mount Rushmore for that dude?
A lot of RVs, man.
You can buy Mount Rushmore.
How much would you have to this is always the funny thing about the stories that come out about college athletes who've been accused, or low level professional athletes who've been accused of maybe sports wagering issues. You could never get a guy like Bobby to throw a game. How much would you have to pay him for it to be worth it? He's got $250 million guaranteed coming his way if he just, plays. Just physically shows up to his job and doesn't get in trouble. That's it.
Well, it's like Pete Rose. There's no way that guy is going to throw a game. Those guys want to win. That's all they want to do all day, every day, is they want to win. That's the only thing that matters every day, is winning.
This is the most excited I've been about the Royals since 2016.
I'm pumped.
17, I knew that it was, the end of the era. They needed a couple of years. And then in 2020, I was maybe. Around that time, you're maybe. you know, COVID year, only 50 games. Maybe they could do the win sprint to the finish line. And they weren't terrible that year. They were like 5 games below .500 or whatever. But since, I mean, that's maybe the closest I've gotten, because you're like, maybe they can win a sprint versus this. If they could just get back to 500 by Monday, even though they should be well above that, I'm going to feel pretty
good.
For
sure. Absolutely.
I'm not going to say playoff bound on Monday, no, but I'm going to feel pretty good.
Look, we've said it. The bar is low, right? Like, I think we're realistic as baseball fans. Nobody's saying that you need to be 10 games above 500, you know, by middle of May. Be 500, hang around, let's see what happens. It's a division that is very winnable, although right now some teams actually off to better starts than everybody thought, but it's so early. Like, the Detroit Tigers are off to a really nice start so far. But this division heading in, it doesn't seem like you got to be a 90-win team to win it, so you got a shot. Let's see what happens, and get through the month of April being in the hunt still, and then we can say the same thing, get through the month of May little by little. I think expectations are very reasonable. No, I don't think anybody's way out of whack with what they're expecting from the team.
The only team that's a joke in this division is the White Sox. Other than that, I think it'll probably be pretty close. The White Sox are.
Tigers are off to a really nice start.
When I keep tweeting, we're going to win the World Series, right? And the other day, some guy's like, we'll be lucky to win 87 games. And I'm like, that would have won the division.
Oh, 87.
That won the division last year.
Lucky to win 87.
I love that.
I love 87.
I'd be really happy with 87.
Yeah. Yes. My bank account would also like that. I would win a lot of bets if they get to 87 wins. Yeah, I would win quite a few.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt me. Financially, that would be beneficial to this show. Mm-hmm. We do like to bet on this show occasionally.
I also feel like this year, I think there are times where people who don't go to as many games, they go to a game and they don't know anybody on the roster. And we have a lot of really good, likable dudes.
Young players.
I'm such a Vinny fan. I love that guy.
Obviously, we do. Yeah.
His interviews are amazing. I still tell people about the, was it when you guys were on Radio Row and Vinny was talking about.
There were interns?
He was making the mistake of thinking that he's friends with Zach Greinke or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I still love that story. Like, but he's playing so hard and he's a cool dude. I love that.
I don't know if you saw this one the other day. It was like MLB.com. He did one of those interviews. And someone was like, hey, is there a Zach Greinke story you can tell? And he's like, well, there's some, but like, he's like, really the craziest thing about him is like how into fantasy football he is. So he live in the interview texts Zach Greinke and offers, he's like, I'm going to offer him a trade. I'll watch how fast he gets back. So it takes him like 2 minutes. They like speed up the clock. It takes him like 90 seconds, 2 minutes. He fires off a trade to Zach Greinke, and like 25 seconds later, he's like, nah, no, thanks.
That's awesome.
You're like, shit. Like, Zach, just no time. I'm like, nah, they am good. Thanks. Like, just immediately. He's so into fantasy football, he just can't help himself. Look, this is an easy team to like.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Reagan's incredibly likable, but then Michael Garcia, Bobby Wood Jr., Benny, Massey, MJ. Like, they're just a lot MJ's of really nice good start. Young players that are likable people. It's easy to be like, well, I, please? A lot of it is just me begging most of the time. Please be good. I like it when you're good. It's way more fun.
Kyle Isbell's not. He's baseball old. But he's playing,
been clutching here, like, huh?
Yeah, he's a great interview. I love listening to him talk about baseball as well.
He's built like a bulldog.
We were talking earlier in the week.
Built like a light. No, we're talking about
in the week. UFC. We think he's the most likely to be an MMA fighter on the team. Isbell. Oh, yeah.
If you got in a fight, who's the guy most likely to kick your ass? Pure athleticism. Bobby's got some advantage there. But I just think Isbell looks like he'd also be mean in the fight, which is not good for me.
When he's fat, he's in the outfield, so he's fast.
Yeah.
They're all faster than we are. We joke about like, oh, Salvi's so slow. He would kill me in a race.
Yeah.
We had no chance against him.
Yeah. That was what's so funny about that error last night was that I think part of the reason he rushed is because he saw Bobby was going to get to second before he even touched the baseball. Salvador Perez is the slowest player on the team. You didn't have to throw it to second. You only needed one out. Why are you rushing to second? Bobby just like threw him off for a minute. Silly. I'm excited. I hope.
I happen to be recording during that at bat, and when Salvi hit that ball, I tweeted the video out, and I was like, when that ball was hit, I did not expect to see Salvador Perez on second base.
No.
Real quick, something we discussed earlier in the show, I know, Jeremy, you weren't here for it, but just for clarity, we mentioned something didn't seem right with the report out of Dallas about the marijuana that was in the police report with Rashee Rice and his Lamborghini. Initially, the report was 10.8 grams, then somebody else said 10.8 ounces, and there's obviously a huge difference there.
Just a bit.
And they said 10.8 grams was a felony, which just didn't add up.
It wasn't.
They have updated the story on WFAA, and the police report 10.8 grams, less than an ounce, it's a Class B misdemeanor. Okay. That makes way more sense than
it's
a felony.
Not
for
a big deal. He had a misdemeanor amount of pot in the car. I don't care.
Up to 180 days in jail and fine not to exceed 2,000. He's not going to jail. But
damn, honestly. Should we be getting a misdemeanor and 180 days in jail for 10 grams?
That's Texas, man.
For a plant.
Dana might have that on him now.
I might.
Do you?
I don't have that much.
He waited till 152.
I don't have that much.
He waited till 152
to
tell us.
Any time in the last 5 years had 10 grams on you? You
of
know?
Course. Absolutely.
So that's the question.
Of course.
Multiple people in that car.
Yeah.
He lives in Missouri.
It's legal there. And it's not illegal in Texas.
Yep.
No. We're not messing around there.
That's going to do it for us here on a Friday. What a week, man. What a week. The stadium conversation is only going to continue and get more and more NFC region. That is deep down what I think all of us care about the most, and then we can go from there. Danner, it's great to see you, man, and thanks for dropping off some great beer from Four Hands. Again, Cody, your favorite thing for me to say, Mango Fantasy, man. It's great.
I'm also drinking it.
With a PH.
That's right. That's right. Thanks to Dana Wright as well. Of course, Dana Wright from Dana and Parks. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. We're back at it on Monday right here on 610 Sports Radio. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.